Madam President, I have further proceedings under the roll call be dispensed with, and the Sergeant-at-Arms be instructed to bring in the absent members.
On that motion, all those in favor say aye.
Opposed, nay.
Motion prevails. Sergeant-at-Arms will bring in the absent members. Today's chaplain is the Senate chaplain, the Reverend Dennis Morum from Cloquet, Minnesota. Following the prayer, please remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Let us pray. Good and gracious God, Lord of heaven and earth, we thank you for this day of sunshine and warmer temperatures. As the snow melts, we look forward to the coming season of spring, to longer days of light. Lord, in your sacred writings, you are referred to as light. Light shining in the darkness. In the beginning of creation, you gave your world light. It is your light that gives us hope. It was your light of hope, which led those who crossed that bridge in Selma 50 years ago. It is your light of hope that inspires us to break down those barriers still between people. May your light lead your elected men and women and their staff in this building to see themselves as reflectors, mirrors of your light. We also pray that on the world scene, that it is your light that guides your leaders who strive for the greater good of humankind, to make the world more safe, more fair, more free for all people. Lord, your light shines beyond our individual races, our skin tones, our religions, our many titles, the degrees behind our names, to the core of who we are, your people dealing with joys and sorrow, success and disappointment, at times standing tall and at times broken, at times feeling brave and at times feeling fear. May you always look to you for strength, for light, for hope. For those individuals in our private and professional lives, we pray for those for whom we are concerned. We pray for your healing, your wisdom, your comfort, your peace. It is these individuals we think of now in this brief moment of silence. Bless us and our loved ones as we strive to do your good, and thank you for this day. Amen.
Get this started. Secretary will take the roll.
Anderson, Bach, Benson, Bonoff, Brown, Carlson, Chamberlain, Champion, Clausen, Cohen, Dahl, Dames, Dibble, Dietzick, Eaton, Eakin, Fischbach, Franzen, Gazelka, Goodwin, Hall, Han, Herr, Hayden, Hoffman, Housley, Ingebrigtsen, Jensen, Johnson, Kent, Kiffmeyer, Kunin, Latz, Limmer, Lori, Marty, Metzen, Miller, Nelson, Newman, Nino, Ortman, Osmick, Pappas, Peterson J, Peterson B, Pratt, Reinert, Rest, Rosen, Rude, Saxhog, Scalzi, Schmidt, Senjum, Sharon, Sieben, Skoy, Sparks, Stumpf, Thompson, Tomasoni, Torres Ray, Weber, Westrom, Uyghur, and Wickland.
We move first to the third order. A quorum is present. We move first to the third order of business, messages from the House. The Secretary will read the message.
Madam President, I have the honor to announce the passage by the House of the following House file herewith transmitted. House file number 2. Signed, Patrick D. Murphy, Chief Clerk, House of Representatives.
First reading of House bills. The House file printed on the agenda will be given its first reading and referred as indicated. Fifth order of business, reports of committees. Senator Bach.
Madam President, I move the committee reports printed in the agenda be adopted with the exception of the reports pertaining to appointments.
On that motion, all those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Senator Bach.
Madam President, I move the committee reports pertaining to appointments be laid on the table.
On that motion, all those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Sixth order of business, second reading of Senate bills, Senate file 856 and 205, are given their second reading. Eighth order of business, introduction and first reading of Senate bills. The bills listed on today's introduction calendar are given their first reading and referred as indicated, with the exception of, on page 1, Senate file 1450 is referred to the Committee on Finance. On page 8, Senate file 1516 is referred to the Committee on Environment and Energy. On page 9, Senate file 1527 is referred to the Committee on Finance. First reading. Eighth order of business, Ninth order of business, motions and resolutions. These are authors' motions to be adopted as one motion. All those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Senator Hayden.
Good. Well, thank you, Madam President. I move that Senate file 1199 be withdrawn from the Committee on Health, Human Service, and Housing and re-referred to the Committee on Finance.
This is your bill?
This is my bill.
And you've spoken to both chairs?
I have spoken to both chairs, and they are fine with it.
On that motion, all those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Senator Sharon.
Thank you, Madam President. I move that Senate file 1434 be withdrawn from the Committee on Health, Human Services, and Housing and be referred to the Committee on Judiciary.
This is your bill?
Yes, it is, Senator.
And you've talked to both chairs, including
yes.
yourself? On that motion, all those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Senator Bach.
Madam President, I move the Senate take up the confirmation calendar.
The first bill on the confirmation calendar is Department of Human Services Commissioner Lucinda Jessen. Senator Sharon.
Thank you, Madam President. In January 2001...
Senator Sharon, could you do your motions
Oh,
first?
Thank you very much. I move that the report from the Committee on Health and Human Services and Housing reported March 4th, 2015, pertaining to the appointment of Commissioner of Human Services be taken from the table.
On that motion, all those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Senator Sharon.
Thank you. I move that the foregoing report be now adopted.
On that motion, all those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Senator Sharon.
And I move that in accordance with the report from the Committee on Health and Human Services and Housing, which was reported March 4th, 2015, that the Senate, having given its advice, do now consent to and confirm the appointment of Department of Human Services Commissioner Lucinda E. Jessen.
Members, let's give Senator Sharon some courtesy so she can talk a little bit about the commissioner appointment. Senator Sharon, tell us about Commissioner Jessen.
Thank you very much. In January 2011, Governor Dayton appointed Lucinda Jessen to serve as the commissioner of the Minnesota Department of Human Services. DHS is the largest agency. It serves well over 1 million people with an annual budget of $11 billion and has more than 6,500 employees throughout the state of Minnesota. The department administers a broad range of services, including health care, economic assistance, mental health, and substance abuse prevention and treatment, child welfare services, and services for the elderly and disability. DHS also provides direct care and treatment through its services to 10,000 clients every year. So this is a significant commissioner position with significant responsibility. Commissioner Jessen was confirmed by the Senate in 2013. Prior to joining DHS, Commissioner Jessen served as a law professor and founding director of the Health Law Institute at Hamline University. Jessen has brought to this position deep knowledge of the health and human service industry and has a breadth of legal and management experience in both public and private sectors. I could describe more of her accomplishments during the last several years, but unless there are further questions, I just would forward my motion for confirmation.
Is there any discussion? Senator Rosen.
Thank you, Madam President. I, too, rise in support of Commissioner Jessen. As the lead Republican on Health and Human Services Finance Committee, I have been working with Commissioner Jessen for a very long time, and I will honestly say she is the hardest working commissioner out there. And although you may not agree with some of her positions and some of her stance on some of the large issues facing the state, such as MSOP, or Minsure, or hospital rebasing a week ago, on, I will say she always brings a tremendous amount of integrity, thoughtfulness, and her passion. Every time she deals with us, she is very accessible, and she's extremely problem-solving, and she's very supportive to what we're trying to do here at the Capitol. In fact, I had her on a field trip into my district a couple weeks ago, and remember when you were trying to raise your kids and you'd put them in the car and you turn off the radio and you had a really good discussion? Well, that's what it was with Commissioner Jessen and I. And we became very succinct on a lot of issues. And we have a lot of work to do, though. And she has a lot of work to do to fix Minsure MSOP. But I do believe in her. I do believe in her work. And I want to thank the governor for appointing her.
Is there any other discussion? Senator Sharon?
Yes, and I appreciate the comments that are made in support of this confirmation. And because some of what we're talking about is the future and what might be desirable for continuing effort, I just think it's important to balance that with an understanding of the significant accomplishments that the commissioner has made in the last year. And I just would like to list a few, since this is the opportunity for us to really understand the wonderful contributions made by this commissioner. This Senate body should know that through the leadership that Lucinda Jessen has had, her leadership has saved Minnesota taxpayer dollars over a billion dollars just through health care reforms during her first tenure. She has integrated health partnerships initiative. This is for Medicaid HCOs, and she has increased the quality and decreased its costs. It now serves 176,000 Minnesotans and has saved the state of Minnesota another $10 million. She's initiated significant more intelligent and smarter purchasing efforts with payment incentives to encourage quality and programs throughout all of the departments that she oversees. She's initiated help for people to stay in their homes and in their communities through Reform 2020 and the Minnesota Olmstead Plan. She's created, through the creation of the Office of Inspector General, she has increased resources and tools to prevent a lot of the fraud and been able to return money to the coffers of the state by reducing and recapturing fraudulent expenses. She's developed a Own Your Own Future campaign, which is so incredibly important to help people think about saving for and preparing for their own long-term care, which is going to be a huge cost driver for all of us in the health care of the future. There's a list that goes on for several pages that I will not share at this time, but when we're starting to talk about some of the things that we might be struggling with her, I thought it was equally important to understand the significant contributions that this commissioner has made to the state.
Is there any more discussion? Then the question before the Senate is, will the Senate, having given its advice, now consent to this appointment? All those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. The appointment was confirmed. Members, I could use a little more robust eyes here. The next commissioner on the confirmation calendar is Department of Administration Commissioner Matt Mossman, Senator Torres Ray.
Thank you, Madam President. I move that the report from the Committee on State and Local Government reported March 9, 2015, pertaining to the appointment of Commissioner of Administration be taken from the table.
I believe that's March 4th.
Sorry.
On that motion, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Senator Torres Ray.
I move that the foregoing report be now adopted.
On that motion, all those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Senator Torres Ray.
Madam President, I move that in accordance with... That is last, I guess. I'm sorry.
You can read that.
Thank you, Madam President. I move that in accordance with the report from the Committee on State and Local Government reported on March 9th, the state having given advice, do now consent to and confirm the appointment of Matt Massman as the Department of Administration.
Once again, that was March 4th. So tell us a little bit about Mr. Massman.
Thank you, Madam President. I had March 4th, and I changed the date thinking that I had to update it. Thank you, Madam President. Commissioner Tom Baden has worked in, Matt Massman, Commissioner, brings over 15 years of state experience to the legislature and the executive branch agencies. His work on budget and policy issues, program management, and different roles in this position. As a commissioner, he has been committed to provide innovative leadership in state government, efforts within administration and across the state. And he has also ensured that small business, procurement, programs for veterans, minorities, women, and disabled-owned businesses work more effectively so that all communities are positioned to compete for state government opportunities. He has also worked very effectively on bringing together efforts for cross-agency work to promote best practices in data management and government and support data-driven decision-making. Madam Chair, I believe that Commissioner Massman is really a wonderful addition to the executive branch, and he has been really committed to the issues that we work on, has been a tremendous partner for us as well, and I renew my motion.
Thank you, Senator Torres Ray. The people get ready for the vote. Will the Senate, having given its advice, now consent to this appointment? All those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. The appointment was confirmed. The next person on the confirmation calendar is Commissioner Tom Baden. Senator Torres Ray.
Madam President, I move that the report from the Committee on State and Local Government reported March 4, 2015, pertaining to the appointment of Commissioner of the Office of Minnesota IT Services be taken from the table.
On that motion, all those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Senator Torres Ray.
Madam Chair, I move that the foregoing report be now adopted.
On that motion, all those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Senator Torres Ray.
Madam Chair, I move that in accordance with the report from the Committee on State and Local Government reported on March 4, 2015, the Senate, having given its advice, do now consent to and confirm the appointment of Office of Minnesota IT Services Commissioner Thomas Baden.
Tell us a little bit about Mr. Baden, Senator Torres Ray.
Thank you, Madam President. Commissioner Tom Baden has worked in state government for over 30 years in various roles with the Department of Employment and Economic Development, the Department of Human Services, as well as with Minnesota IT Services. As a lifelong public servant, Tom Baden started with the state in an entry-level position and has worked his way up into multiple leadership roles in state government. He has many years of experience directing and orchestrating the delivery of some of the state's largest IT systems, helping to ensure that the people of Minnesota are able to interact effectively with their state government in the digital age. He is a passionate state leader with a strong vision for integrating our state technology, making our operations more intelligent, and creating transformations for innovations in the delivery of government services. Madam Chair, I renew my motion.
Okay, members, ready for the big vote. Will the Senate, having given its advice, now consent to this appointment? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. The appointment was confirmed. The next individual on the confirmation calendar is Department of Employment and Economic Development Commissioner Katie Clark Sieben, Senator Sparks.
Thank you, Madam President. I move that the report on the Committee of Jobs, Agriculture, and Rural Development reported March 4th, 2015, pertaining to the appointment of the Commissioner of Employment and Economic Development be taken from the table.
On that motion, all those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Senator Sparks.
Madam President, I move the foregoing report be now adopted.
On that motion, all those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Senator Sparks.
Madam President, I move that in accordance with the report from the Committee on Jobs, Agriculture, and Rural Development reported March 4th, 2015, the Senate, having given its advice, do now consent to and confirm the appointment of the Department of Employment and Economic Development Commissioner.
Senator Sparks, tell us a little bit about Commissioner Katie Clark Sieben.
Thank you, Madam President and members. Katie Clark Sieben has admirably served as the Commissioner of the Department of Employment and Economic Development since October of 2012. As Commissioner, she has proven time and time again that she is a quality leader. She has implemented new programs such as the Job Creation Fund, which has been nationally recognized for its pay-for-performance model, the border-to-border broadband program that is furthering our efforts to get high-speed internet to all corners of the state. At her direction, Madam President, there have been a focused effort to expand our reach and success in global trade markets, and as a result, we are seeing state records for exports. The Department continues to meet its missions and exceed its goals in serving businesses and individuals of Minnesota. And also, Madam President and members, I have the opportunity to share the good news with you that the Commissioner had her twin baby girls over the weekend, and I'm happy to report that everyone is doing well. So with that, Madam President, I would like to renew my motion and encourage your support for the confirmation of Katie Clark Sieben as Commissioner of the Department of Employment and Economic Development.
Okay, get ready for the motion. Will the Senate, having given its advice, now consent to this appointment? All those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. The appointment was confirmed. Announcements of Senate interest. Senator Tomasoni.
Madam President, I just want to remind everybody that tonight is the biennial Ranger Party at Mancini's. It starts at 6 p.m. We've got great ethnic food, including porchetta, sarmas, petitza. We've got an Iron Range band by the name of the Divas coming down. Love to see you all there, 6 p.m. at Mancini's.
Without objection, the following senators will be excused from today's session. Senators Marty, Stump, Ortman, Ingebrigtsen, Ninau, Housley. Senator Reinert.
Thank you, Madam President. I think the Ranger Party is every other year, so people have that time in between to recover, right, Senator Tomasoni? Following up with another great Northland event on Wednesday, members, a reminder that it will be Bulldog Day here at the Capitol, and there will be a reception, including students, faculty, and staff, and any member who would like to attend from 5 to 6:30 at the reception room at the Kellogg.
Are there any other announcements? Senator Bach.
Madam President, members, just want to announce that we're going to have a brief session on Wednesday just for the purpose of adopting committee reports so we can continue to get bills to move through the committee process with the deadlines looming. So, Madam President, with that, I move the Senate to now adjourn until Wednesday, March 11, 11 a.m.
On that motion, all those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. The Senate stands adjourned.